then they'll join us a bit late. So this afternoon session is about all about the ABC model. I'll explain the model first, the background and the process of the ABC workshop, and then we'll start doing the workshop, and we'll get as long as we get today, and then we'll continue tomorrow. So I'm going to share now the presentation. You should now see my PowerPoint.
Yes, we do.
Okay, good, great. Then I'll maybe stop my video for a while. Okay, so the ABC model of learning design is originally from the UCL, University College of London. And all this material that I'm now using are originally from the UCL. They share the material to everybody to use and to edit to your own organization's processes to use in your own organization. I'm going to introduce the model, talk a bit about the background, and then introduce the learning types cards. This model is based on kind of a cards that you use when you design your courses and when you plan your teaching. Then after the introduction and the background, we divide you into small groups in breakout rooms, where you'll be working on the course design. And in this is kind of a practice workshop for you. So when we divide you into these smaller groups, then you'll just decide among yourselves which course you are going to plan in this workshop. So if you are three or four people in one group, so then you just decide whose course it is that you are going to work on in this workshop, in this practice workshop. So you are not in this practice workshop, you are not planning, everybody is not planning their own courses. So you kind of work together in to plan one course. And there are three stages in this workshop. First is called Tweak and Shape. The other one is the Visual Storyboard. And then the last stage is the introduction of the plans and then discussion and feedback. As I said, the ABC model comes from or is originally created in the University College in London. And it was started in the medical science faculty there. Then they had several development projects around this ABC model. And lastly, in 2018 and 2020, they had an Erasmus Plus project where they kind of transformed this ABC model into virtual mode. Because originally, this is a workshop that you do in a classroom or an auditorium face to face with your colleagues, where you have a large tables and you have large sheets of paper, kind of posters, big posters, and you have post-it notes and you have sticky notes that you then put into this big paper poster. But now, because of everybody is more or less working at home and you are teaching online, and nobody's in the campuses because of the lockdown, they've developed this virtual mode of this model as well. And as I said, in the UCL web pages, you can go and read more about the model. And also, you can download the toolkits for this workshop. And that's where we also got all these slides and also the templates and the boards for the workshop. As said, it is a hands-on approach to learning design or to course design. And here are listed the reasons why to use ABC. It is said to be fast and student-centered, and what we find very good in this model, it is discipline neutral. So whatever your discipline is, whatever you are teaching, you can always use this model. It goes to each or every discipline that you have. And it also works for higher education or in schools or whatever courses you have or teaching you have or training you have, you can plan your teaching or training using this model. For example, we have been our team in the digital services, we train our teachers. We are responsible for the guiding and training our teachers to use online resources and web-based teaching. So for example, we have planned our staff trainings, some of our staff trainings using this model, and it works for that as well. And it is very widely used already. It has been spread around the world and used in different organizations. ABC comes from Arena Blended Connected Learning. So that is the abbreviation. And in the UCL background theory, they say that it's not just learning design. It can also be used for strategic development or academic development. For example, you could have this model for a certain department or a certain course unities to be so that you could develop the whole department's teacher together. So that, for example, if you have like 5 courses that make a certain unit or a certain in a certain department, you could develop your teaching together so that I develop my course, you develop yours, and the third colleague develops their course, but then we come together and we plan the whole teaching of the department together using this model, because when we do it together, we can then compare, okay, I'm going to have this kind of learning tasks and you are going to have that kind of learning tasks. And if there is overlapping or something like that, so you can also map the whole teaching of one department, for example. And of course, if everybody in the department uses the same model, you can then maybe there is better quality assurance in your teaching and in your planning of your teaching. So this is the basis of the model. There are six learning types in this model, and they are in these cards. If we were in a classroom together face to face, then we might have these physical paper cards that we could be using. But now, of course, they are virtual. So this is the basic learning types of the model: acquisition, collaboration, discussion, production, practice, and investigation. But then, of course, each organization, each school or university can develop this further. For example, in UVascula, we have added one card to this basic model, and this is kind of the the grouping or the to getting to know each other type of thing that you especially now in online teaching, when the students, maybe they are maybe first year students, they've never met each other at all, the teacher has never met their group physically, so that's something that you do in the right in the beginning of your course, that you get to know each other, and so that's something that we added now during the lockdown to our model. But as said, these are the basic parts of the and the learning types of the model, so that you can then maybe develop further if you like to. So each card has two sides. This side is the description of the activity or the learning type. And then on the other side, there are then methods to do this kind of learning. So for example, in the acquisition, the conventional method could be reading books, papers, listening, watching. But then there's also now there's a conventional method that you could be doing in face-to-face teaching or traditional teaching if you like, and then also the digital technology that you can use for this learning type. So first, acquisition. That is explained here. What learners are doing when they are listening to a lecture or about podcast or reading or watching demos or videos, and then how they are going to do that. Then collaboration, what they do together in the course, and then again, how they could be doing that. Discussion. What it is, and then how that could be done. Investigation. And then again, how to do it. And finally, practice. Of course, not in all courses, you don't have a session, practice session, or practice is not part of the course. And of course, it could be also with the other learning types as well. So you don't need to use all of these. You just use those that you are actually using in your course. And then for the practice, then again, how that could be done. How do you then use these cards? Oh, sorry, there was one missing, sorry, production. And then how you do it. How you then use the cards, you physically, if we were to have this workshop face-to-face and we had these paper posters and paper cards, then we just first, we think about what kind of learning type we are going to use, and then we put those cards on the poster so that we can see the description. Okay, I'm going to have here, I'm going to have discussion, and at that point I'm going to have a production, and on that point the students are going to collaborate. And when everything is ready, then we kind of turn those cards around, and then we choose the method that we are going to use to do the learning type. And also we can put in also the tool that we are going to use. In the ABC model, this kind of a circle is used where you can put in all the tools that you have or you can use and put them in the right sectors So which tools you can use, for example, in collaboration or discussion or investigation, practice, production, and acquisition. And you can also sort them so that in the inner, in the middle of the circle, there is the ones that are your organization's so-called official tools, or as here, UCL supported. So they are the tools that your organization has and supports and that you can use freely. Then you can have other kind of tools that are not officially supported by your organization, but they are so-called allowed or recommended to use. And then in the outside circle, you have other tools that you can use but are not supported or recommended. So if you are using them, then you are kind of using them on your own on your own, so that you can't expect your organization to support you or guide you. And you also have to be careful that you use only that kind of tools that you know that are safe for the students to use, that the and in our university we have done our own circle, so that we have put here our tools that are used in our university and supported in our university, and also we have other tools there as well. So this is maybe something that when you design your teaching and your courses, this is of course something that you need to take into consideration when you plan what kind of tools you're going to use for your different learning types and learning activities, which are available and which are official, or which are then kind of you are allowed to use them if you can, and you're on your own with them. Any questions at this point before we go further to the process of the ABC model, or comments for someone who is maybe familiar with this? Renato?
Thank you. I've seen that in the previous slide with the Uvascular circle. Mm-hmm. For example, Microsoft Teams was not in the acquisition slice. And that leads me to think that maybe I didn't understand very well what acquisition stage is, because at least in Palermo, we use extensively Microsoft Teams to give lectures to our students online and remotely. Isn't this the acquisition phase or not?
Yes. Why we don't have Teams in this is that our students are not yet fully capable of using Teams. Yeah. So our integration to Teams is where our staff is there, and our teachers can use Teams for teaching. But since students are not, full members of our teams, so they can access Teams if the teacher sends them the joining link, but there's still something to do so that could be used in teaching fully. So that's why Teams is not mentioned there.
Yeah, okay, thank you. And the other question is, all these platforms are supported by your staff? I mean, you have training and such?
Not all. This is, I think this is missing something, because in the inner section, yeah, of this, yeah, like Moodle, Flinger, we have some of our own tools that have been developed here. So this is something that we support, and we have training and guides and instructions and help for staff. But then on the outer circle, then there are these other tools like, for example, in acquisition, you have YouTube and WordPress and stuff like that, TED-Ed and stuff like that. That's, of course, something that's available for the teachers to use, but that's not, we don't support those.
Thank you. I love to see Minecraft there. I mean, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else at this point? Okay, if there's no more questions at this point, let's go to the process of the workshop. So the first stage is called Tweet and Shape. And this is done in small groups. And
so,
yes?
This is...
Did somebody want to say something? Okay. So in this first stage, you write a tweet-sized description of your module, kind of a advertisement, if you like, kind of a short description of what this course is about. So the main point that this course gives to the students. That's the first thing that you need to write. Then you use a learning activity graph to describe or to make a graph or how your learning types are distributed. And then the third one in this first stage is to mark the position of the course on the blended graph. So is this a blended course or is this more like face-to-face? And in which position is your course in the graph? And for the first stage, we have 30 minutes. And then after the first stage, the work is then presented to the to others in the big group, and the templates for the tweet and also for the Excel, which is the learning types activities graph, are available then in Moodle. Let's go there in a minute, but I'll just show you how the templates look like. So this is the template for the tweet and shape. So first, of course, you put in the module, the program, the module name. Is it a new module that you are planning, or is it something that you've been teaching before, but maybe you're just reviewing it or making it a bit new? And then who are the teachers or other staff teaching, the academics, and then this date, for example, it's workshop date. So the module summary is the tweet. So in this box, you're going to write the description of your module. What is the main point that the student needs to know? Kind of an advertisement if they see this in a study guide or wherever, they have the module name and then the short description. And then this learning type activities graph, for this we have an Excel, I'll show you in a minute, where you put in the amount of hours, for example, that are for production, hours for acquisition, hours for collaboration, and etc. And then the Excel creates this graph that you can then put here. And then the third one, this blended graph here. So you position the course where you think it is in this graph now, is it more online? So then it's in the left part of the graph, or is it more face-to-face? Then it is in the right side of the graph. So this is the Excel, this is how it looks like. So we do this graph twice. So now first, the preliminary analysis of the course. So first we do this upper, it's 2A. Complete the estimated hours before you plan your course. So you put here approximately the hours that is going to be used for each of these learning activities. And when you change these numbers, then the graph changes here. In the red graph is the preliminary, and then the blue one is the one that is done then after we have or you have planned the course with the learning type cards. So this is kind of we then review our estimation in the end and see how did we do in the beginning. So this is the first phase now. Then the second phase after the tweet and the graphs is the actual planning of the visual storyboard of the course. And for that, we use Flinga, which Merja introduced shortly in the morning session. So Flinga is a virtual whiteboard that you can use. And we have this ABC workshop sheet. So this is the paper poster that you would be using if we were face-to-face in a classroom. So you plan the learning types and add them to the timeline. So the timeline can be, for example, here in the left side, you have, for example, the week or the theme. So it can be a timeline, or it can be by themes. You can plan your teaching. Or for example, you can plan in the beginning of the course, in the middle of the course, at the end of the course. You can do it in different ways. So it's not wrong to use dates or weeks, but of course it's also possible not to use dates or weeks. But if you want to use themes, if you have, for example, clear themes on your courses that you can divide them to. So you plan your learning types. Is it discussion, or is it collaboration? Is it acquisition? And on which phase it is in your teaching. So first you plan the learning types and put them to the storyboard. And when you have put all in to the storyboard or to the board, then you can look at the other side of the, or turn the cards and choose the activities that you are going to use for the learning types. And the mode, is it online or face-to-face? And also put them to the to the timeline. And then of course, all the time you need to think about the assessment, which activities will be assessed. Is it formative or summative? And who does the assessment? Is it self-assessment? Does the student do that themselves? Can you use peer assessment? Or is it always the teacher who does the assessment? So this is something that you work then a bit longer. You have maybe an hour to work on this. And when your plan is ready, then you can go back to the activity Excel and then do the review of your activities. So you have the preliminary analysis of the activities, and then you make it or you review the activities, and then you maybe have a bit different graph after you have planned all the activities to the storyboard. I'll skip that and I'll show you this a bit later, how to use the Flinger. I'll just go through the process. And then the last stage of the model is introducing the plans to others, discussion and feedback. So after when you have the plan ready, then we come back to the main room from the breakouts, and then we listen to introductions of course designs. So you present the course aims and description and structure, and maybe reflect on were there changes during the planning process? Did you think about something else when you began the planning process, and did it change during the process? What kind of assessment you are going to use? The mapping is now their optional because, of course, this is a kind of a practice workshop and you only have this one course. But if this was a real workshop, for example, one department or one section, you might want to map. This mapping means that you then compare your course plans with the colleagues' course plans, and you can then maybe find some similarities or overlappings or that kind of stuff. And then you might want to maybe then do something, some changes to your plans according to when you compare them to your colleagues. For example, if each course has a final assignment, for example, a final essay on the same week for same students, then maybe you might want to do some changes or discuss, could this be done in a different way? Because that, of course, then the workload for the student is then quite big if everybody has the final assignments or essays on the same week. And then we'll hear some comments from others, and also you can give feedback to others' plans, and also, of course, about this ABC model. So this is the process once again. So first in small groups, then we come back and present the first stage, then we go back to the same breakout room, small group, and do the visual storyboard, and then we come back and present the plans to others. Questions? Comments?
Lisa, I wanted to ask you a question, but I have some problems with the connection. And it's referred to the first part of your presentation. When you I could see that you were dealing with apps like Facebook or maybe Instagram and things like that. But I guess that could be, I don't know, how do you deal with that? From my point of view, it can be a bit problematic, because they have their private life there, and I don't know. And I have my. You understand what is my question about?
Yes, I understand, and that is something that should be considered As I said, we all have, and each organization has these so-called official tools and applications that the teachers and the students can use, and kind of a, they are supposed to use. Like in our university, we have Moodle is our number one learning environment. Then we have a service for our own service for videos, our own platform for videos and stuff like that. But then there are these other tools that are available and you can use. But then I think Facebook and Instagram and other social media apps are maybe those that I'd be very careful using. Because, for example, you can't have the students to log in to such a application that is not kind of an official university tool or platform or application. For example, Facebook is a third party application, and you don't. The students can say that, no, I'm not using Facebook, I'm not going to log in there, because that's not official. And also you have to be careful about the data security of these so-called third-party applications. The tools and applications that are the organization's kind of official tools and that are supported by the organization. With these, all the data security and things have been considered, and they are, well, you know where the data is saved and who has access to the data and stuff like that. But with these third-party applications, you never know.
Thank you.
Where they are, where the data is, and who gets access to it. So you have to be careful. That's a very good point. Thank you. Anything else? Somebody else had their hand.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you for your presentation and thank you for your story. I have one question about this. First two steps that we need to do now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The question is what do you mean? What is the course length for this module? Because in this first part we discuss about something like 10 slides or something like that. But in your example, it was 10 hours for one activity, 10 hours for another one activity. Do we think about the study course or just for some lecture or something like that?
Now that we are going to soon you are divided into these small groups and you do this practice in this ABC model. This is, as I said, this is a practice. You practice the model, you go through the process of this ABC model with one practice course. But then when you do your own course plan for this training, you can make a plan for a whole course, or if you like to and you have one section that you like to plan, of course you can also do a smaller part of your course. It doesn't have to be
okay
a whole course.
Yeah, but it could
if you feel like that it sorry
but it could be also the whole course, like yeah
it could be. Yes,
okay.
It could be.
Thank you.
Yeah. Renata.
Yes, thank you. I have two questions. One is, if we are going to do this group practice now, I think at least I would need to have the six learning types written down somewhere, because you show them to us, but in order to do this practice planning, maybe if you could, I don't know, give us the file of the presentation so we have the cards available.
Yes. Yes, and you have. I'll soon show you the Flinger board where you'll be working on, so the cards are available there.
And yeah. on a different level, I was wondering if there is an advantage in introducing as much as many learning types as possible. I mean, of course, we can choose to some of them and not all of them because different courses, I suppose, they have different needs. But should we try to introduce as many as possible as the, of them, or is this advised or not? I don't know. Is there guidelines about this? Because at least in Italy, we usually have very, I would say, all-type lecturing teaching, so we just have acquisition most of the time and maybe a little of assessment, and that's it. I would like to change it, of course, but I was wondering, should I introduce all these types or as many as possible, or I don't know. What's your advice?
You use as many as are possible, and that is reasonable. I mean, you don't need to, if there's no, you don't have to force some learning type into your teaching if it just doesn't suit, or if it's, there's no place, for example, practice, if there is reasonable to use practice, then you don't have to force it in your teaching. But of course, in this training or this practice workshop, you might want to maybe think about if this learning type could go into this course or not. But I think there's no guideline. It depends on your course, it depends on your discipline, it depends on your teaching style, maybe what you want to use and what you then have in your plan.
Thank you.
Anything else?
So Maria is just informing you that I've now uploaded these ABC model slides to the Moodle, and I shared the link in the chat in case you want to have a look at them while you're working too. Yeah.
Thank you, Maria. Anything else at this point? I could now show you the Flinger board, an example of what it is, what it looks like, and how you work on the board. As we are now, you are 14 people, I think we are going to have four groups. Each group has their own Flinger board. There are the links. You don't need to sign to this app, you just click the link and you're in the Flinger board. And I think I'll stop sharing this slideshow for a while and I show you the example Flinger, if I can find it somewhere. I have so many, there. No, not that one. Just a minute, sorry. I have to close my windows. I have three screens and a lot of apps open, so okay, I wonder what you now see.
We see the Flinger.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So this is the This is how it looks like. So here is the background, or the board, the storyboard, the empty poster. You can zoom in and out from these buttons here. And you can just move the background with your mouse. Here we have the learning type cards. I'll just bigger. So here we have the acquisition and then the other side of the card, so to speak. So when you start working with this, for example, if I want to have this kind of learning type in this point of the teaching, I'll just put that card here. And as I said, you can zoom in and out from here. You can also add your own notes or text if you like. Here you can add or choose what kind of type of notes you want to add. For example, if I want to add a yellow note, I'll just type here something and then click send. And here it is. And I can, oops. That's something sometimes happens to me. Just zoom out and you find it. Okay, and then I can just drag it to the right place. Or if I want to type something or put in text, this is the color of the text now. So if I want to type, for example, in blue, and then send, here it is. And then I can just drag it somewhere that I want to. So this is how it works. If you want to delete something that you just created, just click it so that it has the square, and then just click the bin. With this board, everybody can edit or drag everybody else's postings. So be careful when you add or move something. If you want to add a picture, you can do that as well here from the camera icon. Just click here and then just browse from your computer. And here in the question mark, you find instructions for Flinga. Questions? And Merja and I will, as I said, will divide you into these breakout rooms, but we'll stop by to see if you have any questions or technical issues, and if you have problems, you can always shout out to us in the main room, and then we'll come and see if we can help you. It's 5 to 3 in our time zone, 5 to 2 in yours. So should we have a 5-minute break here and then come back at 2 o'clock? And start the stage 1.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, it looks like something wrong is with this PDF file. I can't open. It is just first page visible in this link.
Oh, no problem on my side.
I see all of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so is Signe the only one having the trouble?
Okay.
Then so maybe it's, yeah, maybe it's just kind of loading slowly or so. Yeah, mm-hmm. And you can go to the Moodle course as well, and there it is the tab.
It's the same also in Moodle. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. I tried. Okay.
Okay. We'll have a 5 minutes break and we'll come back at 2 o'clock. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, a short break is over. Are we already all back in the meeting? Let's continue now. So now I'm going to divide you into these breakout rooms in four groups. And I'll show you once again where you can find the you can find the templates for this phase, for this stage of the work. I'm wondering what you see now.
We see the Moodle page.
Yes, good, because I don't have the the border now. It usually comes with it. So here, in our Monday's schedule, in the Monday tab, you have the ABC templates folder here. So now, after you have, or after I've divided you into these breakout rooms, then you can see which room you are in. Please take that PowerPoint that says to your group. If you are room one, then you are group one and so on. So I think you need to download this PowerPoint. It's the template for the first stage where you put in the tweet and then also the shape that you get from this Excel. So here is the activity graph tool that you can use and do the preliminary analysis of your course. So these are the two templates that you need in this first phase.